Well, they told me that they're, I guess, happy with how I've been doing, and I take that as a sincere appreciation, and I'm humbled once again to have that privilege.
Federally, tell me your reaction as you saw things come in, because I think in your writing, I don't want to say that it was fait accompli, but it was pretty obvious where we were going.
Well, I think if you look nationally, I guess most of the voters are saying, why did we do this? Because the results pretty much look like what they were 36 days ago for the seats in the House of Commons.
Happy that you won, disappointed in the federal result. Is that a fair statement on my part?
Well, actually, you know, I'm optimistic, and because even though I would have liked to see us form government, we were down by double digits in a prediction of a Liberal majority government. That's why Trudeau called this. And so when obviously that didn't happen, I think that all the Conservative candidates that ran across this country deserve a credit, because it looks like we're even going to increase our seat count. So it's far from perfect, but at the same time, we got to look at it from with the silver lining and the glass half full perspective.
Finally, what's your first step? What's the next step in terms of politics for the Conservative Party and for Bruce Gray Owen Sound?
Well, we'll find out what what Aaron does and how quickly he wants us back to discuss the next steps going forward as a party. But obviously for me as the MP-elect for Bruce Gray Owen Sound, it's to get back into the office that I haven't been really allowed into in the last 36 days, to start working on issues that matter for the constituents, because that never stopped.